The basic idea of regression analysis is drawing a line through a bunch of points. You do this for two reasons. One is for explanation, to explain how something affects something else. And the other is for prediction, to predict what will happen if something changes to a certain amount. Take a look at the graph below, and I realize this is a big graph, but that way made it big so you can see all the detail. Here we have some 7 points that I drew on this graph representing some observations. Like, for example, the first point is for x equals 100 and y equals 31. And the second point is x equals 200 and y equals 45. And they go all the way up to x equals 700 and y equals 90. You might have to scroll up and down to see the whole thing. Anyway, the explanation part of this, I wanted to say, what is it that drawing this line adds? Why bother draw the line? And one of the things it tells you is looking at how much the line tilts. Tells us for explanation that a change in x of 100 from like 100 to 200 or 400 to 500 or whatever, a change of x by 100 seems to cause or correspond with a change in y of about 8. I shouldn't say cause, because this is just a relationship. We can't tell for sure just from a graph like this what the cause is. But it does seem there is an association here that the line kind of brings out, that on average an increase of x by 100 makes y increase by 8. For instance, if you look at where the line hits the vertical axis, where x is 0, y is about 26, and where x is 100, y is about 34, right on the line, so 34 minus 26 is 8. And then where x is 200, y is 42, 42 minus 34 is also 8. So you got a general trend here of 8 for every 100 that x goes up. The other thing you can do with the line is for prediction. You can predict what x would be, predict what y would be, I mean, if x was some number. For instance, if x is 800, we look at the top right corner of the graph. If x is 800, the line hits just about at 90. So it looks to me, so our prediction for what x, what y will be when x is 800 is 90. Now looking at the bottom of this graph, of course, I got these numbers. X numbers are 0, 100, 200, 300, 400, like that. I think it just as easily have been like 1997, 1998, 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, and the 800 could be 2005, so we could be predicting that for a 90 value for next year. But that's what regression is for. Regression is the act of drawing a line, and we do it for explanation and for prediction. And what we're going to be doing in this first part of the course is talking about different methods of drawing a line like that.